Rust. Bridges have fallen from less, and boats, bicycles, train tracks, the buckle on our suitcase, the grinder gears beneath my grandfather's left hand. "I want to know more about your past," I said to him over dessert. "Yeah, me too." He looked away and picked at something stuck between his teeth, used the pointer finger on the hand that still has one. It must have smelled of iron then, the gap between his thumb and pinky where the blade churned bone, where oxygen and water ran, 9 stitches, maybe 10, a bridge between the palm and dorsal, skin never meant to meet the other side of skin. He's never told me how it happened. I don't know how to ask. He hasn't starved in decades, but that's all he wants to tell me. Hunger, birds searching for bread, boys searching for birds searching for bread, onions in oil, brined fish, a potato, maybe, certainly, always potatoes, no yeast, no fruit, an onion serves as both, and bridges have fallen without it, and no one lifted a finger or noticed. He likes to retell the first time he thought he saw a mandarin, its porous ochre shell giving way under the pressure of his touch, the orb so big and singing he could barely wrap it in all 10 fingers. It was like holding the sun, he said and cupped the air. I don't ask when he could last interlace the fingers on both hands and pray for citrus. But maybe our sun really is surrounded by a solid iron surface. As grandfather bit down into the rind, he must have tasted solar flares until he heard somebody laugh. The lemon's oil turned acid rust against his tongue, left only iron, the last refusing to collapse when a star dies.